Warning, explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. Buckle up.
This just in, breaking news, but you call this shit news? Uh-oh.
I just snuck a peek at the first headline, which I'm not going to reveal now, but I was just going to say, is that about Nikki Sixx? But which was weird because I saw a dude today at the mall with, you know, cut off sleeves, with the bottom of his gut hanging out under, like, he was almost my size.
Yeah.
And walking around slurring his words, and on his right bicep he had the Dr. Feelgood Motley, you know, the Motley Crue logo. And
yeah,
it clearly he got it in like 89 when the album came out. And he was like just being a mess. And I was like, come on, man, you're giving Motley Crue a bad name. And I'm like, no, actually, that's just about right. Yeah, carry on, sir. So, I was the fucking one of the YouTube channels that I watch. I have a lot of free time at work.
I didn't know you porn had channels.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure does. Sure does. It's a British channel called What Culture, and they've got like sub channels where they break down comic books, movies, and just humanity in general and whatnot. But one of the things that they were talking about, movies that never developed the cult classics they deserved, and like I said, it's a British show.
Yeah.
So they had 9 movies that they went through, and most of them I had never heard of, and a couple I was like, no, that rightfully does not have a following. But the number one was The Man with the Iron Fists.
By RZA?
Well, that's how you actually say his name. But the way this dude said it, he said, and he's British.
Did he say RZA?
He said the RZA. And I'm like, first of all, it's not the RZA. It's the RZA. Like, that's understood.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, first of all, I'm a huge fan of the RZA, and I'm like, you're not, because you're saying his name completely fucking wrong. And I'm like, and I get that in that foolish Hobbiton land, they say Z as Z, but they also know that he's an American rapper / filmmaker.
Yeah.
And that's not how his name is. It's the same way with over here. We say Sade, even though over here it would be Saeed.
Yeah.
But we accept that it's from another culture. Like, I'm like, what?
I thought she was just being an asshole.
Well, why can't it be both?
It can be, I guess.
Yeah.
What culture makes it Sade?
She's French.
Okay.
She's French and Nigerian.
Interesting.
She's hot as shit, and she's like 78 years old.
I'm going to look up a picture of her right now.
Yeah.
She actually 78?
No, she's probably 60 would be my guess. She's probably my favorite female vocalist of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how old she actually is.
Your love
is
king.
She is 58.
That I said she was like 60. 58 is very much like 60.
I wasn't saying it in a way to dispute you. I was just saying that.
What's crazy is like she looks almost the same now at 58 that she did when she was like 23 when she first came out.
She's a little older in that photo.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sade, I do.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I need a judge.
I also applaud because she posed nude for a bunch of her album covers.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many of those do you own?
I own all of her albums.
Okay. It wasn't like a special edition cover that she was nude on. It was just the standard album cover.
Well, the covers themselves, I don't think she's nude in, but like all the...
The inner art, yeah. Showed her inner art?
Yeah. Yeah.
Her cervix.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the inner cover that's... Or like the fold-out?
No, it's like the outtakes from it have been published in a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so like she's nude in the photo but not showing anything
right,
on the published
photo. Of the outtakes that were published in like Rolling Stone and stuff. She's like, hey, here's what I couldn't put on the cover. Yeah,
here's what I got.
Feel free to
peruse.
You know, yeah. Feel free to distribute No Ordinary Love all over your futon. We're like 2 minutes in and that was a masturbation joke. I don't know if that's a record for us.
No, it's certainly not.
No.
No, we haven't talked about feces yet, but we did before the mics came on.
Yeah, we pre we pre-feces gamed it.
Yeah.
We don't want to ruin the surprise. But spoiler alert, we're going to talk about poop in a later episode.
Probably this episode. I don't remember what's
probably
coming
India,
up.
Probably India. Probably Florida. Yeah.
So I needed judgment on something.
Okay.
And actually, it was way, maybe a day or two after this happened that I realized it was actually, what I was experiencing was also in an episode of a TV show. It was an episode of The League, which I don't know how much of that you've experienced.
Yeah, in fact, Lloyd Alquist, Epic Lloyd, who came to our show, our play last weekend, was in an episode of The League.
Really?
Yeah, when they did the porn.
Yeah,
where, yeah. He played Dr. Andre Nosedick in it.
Really?
He sure did. It was funny because when I was watching the episode like live with a friend of mine, I was like, I went to high school with that dude. And they're like, you're right. I'm like, why would I possibly lie about that?
That's amazing. How did he end up in
there? He's an actor out in L.A.
I guess that's the best possible answer.
Primarily, he's a comedian, and he has his YouTube channel, The Epic Rap Battles in History. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys were talking about it last time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was at the grocery store. I was just walking in, and I saw a guy. And I want a judgment out of you on how much of a prick this thought was. I was for having this thought. So I'm walking
if
in.
If you had it, it was severely prickish.
Okay.
Continue.
All right, well, we're done. So I'm walking in, and I see a guy in a wheelchair.
Did he look like Stephen King? Because it was
no,
Stephen King.
He looked like a normal. Is Stephen King in a wheelchair?
No. Well, okay. At one point he was after he got hit by that van.
That's true.
Yeah. No, didn't I tell my Stephen King story like two episodes ago?
I don't think so.
Huh.
What did it involve?
Stephen King.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah.
No, I don't. So anyway.
It's when I met Stephen King in Bangor, Maine in the grocery store.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm walking in and this guy is in his wheelchair. Clearly doesn't look like someone that ever walks. It wasn't like a part-time wheelchair gig. Like he was, this is how he gets around.
Sure.
And he was wearing aggressively soled Timberland boots. And without meaning it, I just went, that doesn't seem necessary. And then,
like a heavy tread on the...
Yeah, like he was going to do some hiking. You know, he's not.
Let me ask you a question that might be insensitive to some people. Was he a black fella?
No, he's a white man.
Okay.
You're talking about the Timberland boots stomping, ripping and romping?
Yeah.
New York, North Kakalaka, and Compton?
That's what I was talking
okay.
about.
No, he is a white guy, but I just... And several moments after I had it, I was like... I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's right, because the guy in the wheelchair, and he, like, took his shoes.
Yeah, he bought the shoes that...
Mario Joyner?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that he wanted. So that... It was days after, I was like, oh, well, that actually happened in an episode, but I had the exact same thought. It seemed unnecessary, and then after several moments, I thought to myself, it's still a good-looking boot.
Sure.
Guy can enjoy a good boot.
If I, all of a sudden, became... incapacitated, like
more,
yeah, yeah,
incapacitated,
where my legs cease to work or cease to be usable. So 6 months from now,
yeah,
I'm not gonna wear shoes at all.
Bunny slippers?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Just ham hocks out. What about no, in the winter? You gotta wear something.
No, nope.
Won't
do it. Let them get all frostbitten, and I ain't gonna trim them fucking vulture's talons either, and let them because they curl after a while. I know this because my disgusting older brother never clips his toenails, and his shits are fucking out to here. He's a nightmare.
Is he the one that lives in Romania or whatever?
He used to live in Romania. His wife's Romanian. He lives in England now, and he's an Orthodox minister. He's just all sorts of foolish.
I take it he won't be listening to this.
No, he might be.
Okay, good.
He knows how I feel about his tomfuckery.
Have you mentioned his toenails to him?
Yeah, we have. We're like, cut your fucking nails. Because when he would be around in the summertime just walking around barefoot, he would like walk too close to you and fucking slice your Achilles tendon open. Yeah.
What was his response to... his toenail judgment?
He's like, people didn't clip their toenails for thousands of years, blah blah blah, or whatever. I don't know. He has all sorts of, he's got archaic, stupid answers for every horrible fucking behavior that he has, like having five kids.
That sounds troublesome.
Using lambskin condoms. Ugh.
Those clearly don't work, huh?
No.
All right. Well, we'll get to this first headline that you were referring to.
Real fake news?
So, we'll just start out with the headline, but there's more going into this. This is kind of a serious story for us, but police revived the same man from overdosing 20 times with Narcan. This was in Ohio.
You know the old saying, revive me once, shame on you. Revive me 20 times, shame on me.
Yeah. You can't say it again. Was that the George Bush?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same guy. I mean, 20 times
is about 18 times more than they should have kept doing it.
Okay, so that was the debate I was going to get into, because there's another article here where there is, in the same state, there's an Ohio sheriff, this is also in Ohio, that says his officers won't carry Narcan.
Okay.
His reason behind it, he was like, I'm not a complete heartless prick, but when a cop resuscitates one of these people, they come back pretty pissed and they don't want cops around. So it's like a dangerous situation for the police officer. The EMTs still have it. But, and he actually quotes this. He says that one person has been, you know, in the area has been revived 20 times already. He's like, that's a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying he's basically saying that he wants to, or there's a councilman, Dan Picard, who's basically saying that, We need to put a fear about overdosing in Middletown, which is the name of the town, obviously, as if people that are doing copious amounts of heroin are using the logical scale to decide what their actions will be.
Yeah, my experience with people
overdosing.
Yeah. Well, going back for fifths at the fucking, you know, the ground round is not, you know, technically overdosing. It's excessive,
yeah,
for sure. But no, my experience with people with addiction is that, you know, it's not, it's different parts of the brain. It's logic doesn't come into play.
Yeah, at all. I mean, those are the same people that if they hear someone a town over died from overdosing, they're like, oh, there's some good shit over there. Let's go buy some fucking heroin over there.
I don't, any heroin addict that I've known, I don't think the fear of overdosing and dying is a real concern.
Or even if it's there, it doesn't outweigh, you know, the need and want to get really fucked up.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's not really want. I mean, it's, you know, not to go down a fucking,
well, the need, yeah.
Yeah.
The,
it's, yeah, compulsion. It's a compulsion. It's not, it's, it has nothing to do with logic.
Yeah, not at all. At the same time, it's kind of amazing that they've made it to this guy 20 times in time to bring him back. Does he, like, just live with someone that has 911 on speed dial and is just waiting for him to,
maybe he's the receptionist at the police station.
I hope so. It doesn't say who he is. His name has not been released, but he loves drugs.
20 times. Just, does it say what the time frame is for 20 times?
It does not. I mean, it's got to be within the last year or two, because Narcan's only really been on the streets for a fairly short period of time.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I haven't been doing enough
heroin.
Yes. Overdosing myself to really keep track of these things.
Right.
Next tale of the fucking of two cities, tale of two titties. So an old woman, she's 80, was getting on a plane in China, in Shanghai. Now, I've been to the Shanghai airport. It's a fucking shitholster, and there's no jetways. They park in the middle of fucking nowhere,
and they cart you out.
Yeah, it sucks. So they cart you also each way. So they carted her out and everyone else that was getting on the plane out to the plane. And as a blessing of good luck, she took 9 coins and tossed them into the engine of the plane, or at the engine of the plane, which was, you know, cycling up. It wasn't spinning at full speed because it would have sucked her in.
Did it whip them back at her?
No,
that
it was just
the best.
Yeah, so
did it fuck up the engine?
Well, they had to delay the flight by 5 hours. Everyone had to get back off the plane.
Did they each get a chance to whip 5 coins at her?
No. So they ended up having to basically search the whole engine, and one of the coins made it in there. So it would have been pretty bad, or it could have been pretty bad if they actually took off.
Is the engine that fragile that, like, a nickel can fuck up the flight?
I guess.
Because I know that, like, sometimes, like, seagulls and shit like that will fly into them, and that seems like that would cause more damage than a coin.
It's true.
Well, they do have hollow bones.
They do.
So
you can chop them bitches right up. It's hard to chop up a coin.
Well, if you have a Ginsu knife.
That's true.
Cutting shoes in half left and right.
I haven't seen a Ginsu commercial in quite some time.
I think the company went out of business, I think.
I haven't seen any commercial where someone's bragging about cutting things.
Well, I think ever since the RZA bought out Ginsu and put a stop to that.
Yeah, he makes very sharp swords. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, old people are stupid is the moral of this story.
Was she Chinese?
Yes. Hmm. Her name was Kui.
Q-U-I or just Q-I?
Q-I-U.
She spelled that wrong.
How would you pronounce that?
No, I would pronounce it, but if my name was Kui, that's not how I'd spell it.
You'd throw an F in there?
Yeah, F apostrophe 5.
Quiff?
Yeah, Kui.
Is that like dead mouse?
Qui-Gon Jinn and juice?
Dead mouth?
Yep.
What's that?
I didn't say a thing.
And I often appreciate that
out
of you.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful if you're purchasing Hatha Jodi, which is called otherwise known as tantric root online. I don't know why you'd be purchasing it, but
it's just the root of tantra?
I guess. It's actually a root, but they call it the tantric root. It's supposed to... What the fuck's it supposed to
There was a
do?
Terrible band called Tantric. It was all the guys from Days of the Nude who weren't talented. They formed that band, so it's their root. Days of the Nude.
Much like tossing coins, apparently, in engines, it's believed to bring good luck and happiness because it resembles the root.
I'm going to start using that phrase and be like, hey, girl, why don't you let me throw 5 coins in your engine? Delay this flight for 5 hours. Know what I'm saying? No, I have no idea what you're saying. I think you do.
It would not take 5 hours. Maybe if you include disposing of the body.
Sure.
So the root is supposed to resemble two hands joined in prayer, but it turns out there's a lizard penis that looks exactly like the root, and people have been selling that online
That's
instead.
That's a single lizard dick?
Yep. Which is odd, because
it looks
two
like,
things.
It looks like two vulture's talons crossing fingers, like a vulture like contemplating his next evil move.
It does look very odd. My question is, you'd think it'd be easier to grow a root than grow a lizard and cut off its dick just to sell it.
Maybe.
I don't know how long this root takes to grow, but...
Speaking of vultures, the dumbest tattoo I've ever seen on someone that I know. So, continuing the tradition of talking about people that nobody knows, my buddy Scott Marshall has a tattoo on his... Yeah, I don't think I know he doesn't listen to this. I'm sure his wife won't appreciate it because she's a churchgoer. But so he has a tattoo on his shoulder. It's a cartoon character.
I think I remember this.
It's a fucking vulture. Because I saw it one day and I was like, why do you have that? He goes, went into the studio, tattoo studio, wanted to get something, saw it on the wall, pointed to it. So in the cartoon Popeye.
Yeah.
His main...
It's like that dopey vulture.
Well, his main nemesis is Bluto.
Yep.
But every, like, sixth episode of it, he would fight, he would, like, battle against the sea hag. So the sea hag lived on a boat, and she had a tree growing on the back of her boat. And then on... That tree was a fucking vulture that just perched on there. He got the tattoo, the Popeye Sea Hag boat vulture tattooed on his arm.
I'm going to bring it up right now.
And he didn't even know what it was from. There she is. Yeah, he's got that son of a bitch tattooed on his arm.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That you do?
Of course you do. You all also right. like kale chips.
Alyssa Mint Milano cookies over here. Can you get that one on her arm?
I used to have an Alyssa Milano poster up on my wall when I was in junior high. She
I
had
bet you did.
She was and she had a sweater on and it was like pulled up just a little bit so you could see like the top of her belly button. She also had a little bit of a happy trail because she's Italian and it was the 80s and people did not do the same personal grooming that they did then.
Turns out I do not know how to spell her name.
A-L-Y-S-S-A delicious cookie. That's how you spell it. Yeah.
Is it one of these?
Samantha Maselli. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's from the first issue of Bikini Magazine. Yeah.
What?
The one where she's covered in mud. She did a nude photo shoot for Bikini Magazine in like 99 because that issue goes for like $300 online now.
No. I mean, the more you talk, the less I enjoy it. But like the fact that you know exactly where that picture's from is a bit disconcerting.
I bought it the week it came. Oh, I was obsessed with her.
Oh, no doubt. I'm just.
But I do remember when I saw that the happy trail and I was like, I bet she has a really hairy beaver.
How old are you during this?
Probably like 15.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess that's old enough to have.
I mean, she was only like, she's like 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was hot shit. And then she did a couple softcore Skinamax stroke flicks like 20 years ago, which she actually did a huge like crusade against the internet, like because you can't find images from them anywhere because people posted them. And I guess her younger brother Googled her and found those pictures and go back. That's the sweater. It wasn't the same picture, but
yeah, she has fake tits now, right?
She did have augmented surgery. I think she had them removed though.
Okay.
I can't be 100% sure.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. How do we start talking about Alyssa Milano?
I think I called him Alyssa Mint Milano cookies.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens sometimes. So we have yet another Disney story. It's two episodes in a row.
I was just talking to someone about this 2 days ago.
Okay. So you're familiar already.
Yep.
So why don't you give us your...
Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean ride, or Caribbean if you're saying it wrong, they lose the wench auction portion of it where you could buy women.
You could, as a guest, you can't actually purchase women, just to make that clear. It's part of the...
Well, there are special theme days at Disneyland.
It's part
where
of
you still
the, the tableau or diorama that they have going on.
Right.
So yeah, it's just a bunch of animatronic women kind of in a line.
They're goddamn cyborgs.
Yeah, yeah. They're being sold. Which, it's what pirates do.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to, like, kiddy up fucking everything?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with, because Disney agreed to not no longer, but when they took over the Star Wars franchise, they agreed that they will no longer manufacture toys featuring Princess Leia in the Jabba slave outfit because people took offense to that too.
Just because she was scantily clad, or
well, and she's got a chain around her neck and a giant intergalactic space slug is, you know, having its way with her
for sure. But I think the movie is fairly clear that all of the protagonists in the movie are not a fan of her being there and do what they can to rescue her.
Sure. I will correct you right there. She rescued herself.
True.
She killed the space slug with the chains that bound her.
She needed the distraction. Well, that's empowering then.
Right, but Disney felt and many parent groups felt it was not appropriate that toys marketed to children.
I think that's one of the main reasons.
I don't give a shit because I already have all my Slave Leia action figures.
Yes.
So.
And you have to chip goo off them every night.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only reason I want to have a kid is to join a parent group. Mm-hmm. That's got to be quite the jamboree.
Mm-hmm.
You just, there's so many poor decisions made there. So what they're turning it into is...
The Civil War theme park is back on.
There's basically they're saying like booty for sale, which or loot for sale. Booty for sale makes it sound like pretty much the same thing. So they kept a couple of those animatronic figures and added a couple of male pirates in there too, and they're like fencing their wares essentially. Not that I can't help but make this sound like prostitution, like jewelry and other stolen goods.
Mm.
Like when's the last time like pearl necklaces?
Mm-hmm, just like them. Oh, believe me, it's not a stolen good then. It was gifted.
It's a given good. It's a given bad.
Yeah. It was, you know, thrown through the air at someone.
And not with the greatest of ease.
No. Vigorously tossed. When's the last time you've been to Disney World? I think we talked about this before.
I was maybe 10.
Those fucking rides are nightmarish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been around for a long time.
It's weird because when you go through, you know, the creepy outdated music is playing, but you can hear the gears and everything go, and you're like, these fucking things are going to break free and murder me.
That's what I imagine the Island of Dolls sounds like when they start moving at night. God,
It's a Small World ride is what hell must be like. It's
I don't remember
it's
what
so
that one looks like.
So fucking creepy. And God, I'm starting to have flashbacks just thinking about it. And it's so, it's dimly lit and you're in a boat. So there's water all around you. I mean, it's not deep, but you cannot see the bottom and it's dimly lit in these fucking things. It's not impressive in the least, but you're in this giant building that's really dark and these fucking things, but you're in a fucking boat. And I'm sure there's fucking lagoon eels in it.
You think?
Just like literally my worst nightmare is to be on that and then it just all the lights go out.
I mean, it's probably like shin deep. You could probably just walk out.
I would not step foot in that water.
Why not?
It's the fucking tears of the damned fill that fucking moat. It's so fucking creepy.
How short is this ride? Because I'm seeing...
It takes like 35 minutes to go through it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm seeing like the same pictures over
it
and over again.
It just winds around.
Oh, there's the map of it.
Yeah, it is.
You go through from Europe to Asia to Africa to South America.
It is hellish.
To the South Pacific, to the finale. You never enter North America? I guess they assume you're already there.
Right.
Okay.
Is North America not part of Asia?
Yeah, it is. Basically.
Yeah, the western part of it.
Yeah.
They haven't updated that fucking thing since 1926.
I mean, you'd think with all of the Star Wars and Marvel money that they've got coming in, they would be updating.
There are certain rides that they've said that they won't take out because people go there because they're classics.
Well, not take out, but upgrade.
People don't want that.
People are stupid.
It's true, and sometimes people drop the remains of their dead family members in the Haunted Mansion, as we've talked about.
Do you think people do that in It's a Small World?
I think so. It's certainly haunted in there.
I don't understand what's... I mean, I would walk in that water.
Well, you're braver than me.
In some ways.
Mm.
I haven't gone down on a girl on her period, so, I mean, you're braver than me.
Certainly hungrier. No. It's stingy.
Stingy? like a jellyfish.
It's like your
bite.
Eyes water.
Okay. I'll pee on you if you got stung by something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next story I find amazing. So Lance Armstrong, One Hung Low, as is his Asian name, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Won these, you know, Tour de France 7 times. Well, he got, you know, I'm sure you know the story. He got all of his titles stripped because he was using performance-enhancing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the main one he was using was EPO. And so that, him getting caught for that and the subsequent fallout has kind of ruined a lot of what he had going on in the future and his past life.
Did he have anything else going on? I mean, Sheryl Crow had already broken up with him.
Just being famous, I guess, and riding around with one ball. So, but a recent studies have found that EPO has no performance-enhancing effects really at all. What it does...
Well, it made people give a shit about bike riding for a while.
It's true. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's some sort of superpower.
But, I mean, it's got to be quite the kick in the balls for him to...
Ball.
That's true. Sorry. To find out that...
Why is there a picture of Lyle Lovett in a yellow jacket there?
That's it. That's Lance Armstrong.
It's clearly not.
What are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. Is that a symbolic thing or something? I don't know. Okay. So anyway, it's got to suck to lose everything because you cheated with a cheat that doesn't work. That's like hiding, playing poker and hiding like a two up your sleeve.
I mean, he's already given up. He just started in a sports mockumentary that Andy Samberg directed on HBO.
He did?
Yeah, playing himself.
Jesus. Yeah. Must be running low on that bicycling money.
Is there money in bicycling?
I think he made a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't he have to give like all of it back when he was a cheater?
I don't think he had any financial... I mean, he didn't... He lost a lot of opportunities to make future money with like advertisements and things like that, but he didn't have to give
back...
Some
of that sweet, sweet Schwinn money?
Yeah. He's doing a lot of commercials, but the other interesting thing is... Well, what EPO does is it increases the amount of red blood cells in your body, which is what carries oxygen around your body. So the theory was you're oxygenating your body more, therefore your endurance would be better. It turns out it doesn't work. But since there's more red blood cells and your blood is therefore thicker, you're risking blood clots, strokes, and other potentially fatal health problems. So that is gotta suck.
So he made his life worse.
Yes.
In every possible way by taking this.
By dating Sheryl Crow.
Come on now. She looks goddamn amazing for 55.
Let's take a look.
She looks amazing for 35. I listened to her on one of the podcasts I listened to the other day. Bought her new album. Regretted it almost immediately.
Is it terrible?
Well, it sounds like a Sheryl Crow record.
So. Okay. Yeah,
she looks good.
She's still
She looks real. Here's the thing. She looks better at 55 than I did at 25.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. I'll just stick with yes.
Yeah.
She's certainly a better looking man.
Yes, that's true. She's a better looking Felicity Huffman, that's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
She kind of does look a little like her there.
A little bit like her, but, you know.
But better.
Yes. A lot less William H. Macy next to her, though.
That's not a good photo of her.
That's not, yeah. She's probably mad that one's on the internet.
Yeah. She's got to get some tips from Alyssa Milano for getting shit off the internet.
Yeah. Just say that Alyssa Milano's brother saw it and you can get it taken off.
He's a very sensitive lad.
He's sensitive. Yeah.
That's got to be weird, though. I don't know why he's Googling his sister anyway.
Because he was looking for something to jack off to, I'm sure.
Found it.
Yeah. Alyssa Milano's titties. Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
Well,
let's, I don't know. Let's see what comes up when we type in Alyssa Milano's titties.
You'll be hard pressed to find anything.
I doubt that.
Mm.
Mm. Let's see what comes up here.
Not her.
You think that's Photoshop.
The one from two pictures over is from Embrace of the Vampire. Yeah.
So there you go. There it is. Didn't take long. It's hard to get things. That's not her.
That's not her either. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, there you go. See, it doesn't take. You can't defeat the internet.
Yeah.
Your horny brother can't defeat the internet.
Yeah. She did two movies. The other one was Poison Ivy. Yeah, that's from the Poison Ivy movie. Yep.
He's a creepy son of a bitch behind her.
It's, what's his name? Jonathan. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Is he Hebrew?
It's not Chad Kroger. She's too old for him. Whoa.
Yeah. So we're going to travel right into something much scarier than It's a Small World. So there's a German woman who, most German women, white, mm-hmm. unless they move there. So she has...
Wait, is that the same person on both sides?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to let you continue with the story in a second.
Yeah, why don't you describe what's before you
I'm
here?
I'm not sure that's a woman.
It is. There's more photos.
No, that's just what's his name?
Marlon Wayans from.
No, he dated Madonna. He's got the crazy hair and the tattoos.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, that is clearly Dennis Rodman with a blonde wig on.
So,
ugh.
This woman has those outrageously outsized breast implants that are...
Oh, those aren't real?
That are just to the point where... No.
They're like G cups. They're huge. They're literally bigger than her head. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm tapping out. I'm gay now. Jeff Lee, give me a call.
When...
Ugh, I hate tits.
These
now.
Two gentlemen are looking at breasts and are horrified by them, because we are two men that enjoy breasts quite a bit, I would say. And none of this is good. So anyway, it's a white woman, and she has since, after augmenting her breasts outrageously, which tells you right away that she has crazy body image and just general image problems, she has chemical... tanned her skin in an attempt to be black. And she is, at this point, the color of a black person, but the problem with that...
She's like the color of, like, a mahogany desk.
Yes. She's probably as interesting as one. But the problem is, when you do that, you still have the features of a white person. So it's unsettling. It's not normal to see that skin color with those features.
She has just a straight up garbage face.
Oh yeah, it is the definition of butterface.
Because that's insinuating that her body is pleasing to look. She just moved to. We're watching a video of her moving these fucking bowling balls around, and they like pucker, like
they're much bigger than bowling balls,
pucker weird when they move, because you know,
especially this size.
Ugh. I'm gonna punch myself. Yeah, make sure you get she's I don't speak French or German, but she said she idolizes Pamela Anderson, which it's time to put a bullet in her.
But her breasts are multiple times larger than the biggest that Pamela Anderson ever went.
Yeah, she's making Pamela Anderson look like an A cup.
Yeah.
Oh, this lady is garbage.
Yeah.
She's single?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's...
What?
What'd you just yell about?
Look what she's holding.
What is it?
The shit they put in her...
Oh, she's holding like a... like a bottle of silicone implant juice.
The
breast fill up on Monday went well. Now I have 250 cc's more in each breast. This is a tweet by her. Yeah. So she's, what does she call herself? She identifies as transracial. That's a thing now.
That's not a thing.
That's apparently a thing.
If one person does it, it's not a thing.
The Rachel Dolezal girl, you remember her?
No.
Wasn't
that one of your girlfriends? She was a churchgoer?
No.
Played the bass?
Played the bass?
Yeah. Different Rachel, I guess.
Yeah. This girl. She had
a... Oh, right.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah, she was, I don't know, transracial. She was like, she kind of broke the mold on that one. Yeah, she's trying real hard to be black. Which is, I don't know, kind of a slap in the face to black people. I don't know. It's really fucked up. I'm just getting to the point where I'm you know, all right, if you want to be transsexual, do what you need to do. But transracial, this is a thing now?
I mean, I guess if it's a thing, I might switch to something else. I don't know what. No. Eskimo.
That seems to make sense.
Get some of that sweet, sweet, you know.
Seal blubber.
Benefits of Eskimo. I got nothing. I think Eskimo is even like an offensive term.
Yeah, they're Inuits.
Well, some of them, their belly button sticks out.
So anyway, I'm going to.
She's German, right?
Yeah.
So somebody's really into this.
Oh, for sure. Germans are more fetishized and into weird shit than I think any.
But like, is there like a is she a celebrity at all, or she's just a pile of garbage with huge tits?
Yes.
Okay.
She's quote an aspiring model. That is, that means she's on antidepressants.
Yeah. I mean, if she was in Canada, maybe she could get an endorsement deal for, like, you know, a pontoon company, so, you know, an aircraft that lands on water or something.
She's a nightmare.
Like, her breasts are each literally bigger than her head, and it's just pulling it away from her chest. It's, ugh. Yeah.
It looks like the upper part of her chest is constantly giving you the bat wing.
Yeah. Because it is.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch off this to something much more cheery.
Can you find like two guys making out heavily or something like that just to reset me?
So drug-resistant superbug gonorrhea is emerging. And the
I'm glad that Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey are letting us know about this.
Oh, the WHO.
Yeah, the WHO warns us about this.
That's the World Health Organization.
Hey, we won't get fooled again.
So there have been several countries already that have cases that they haven't even been able to cure at all, even with their most powerful antibiotics. Japan, Spain, and France have already. Japan surprises me. Not a lot of sex going on there.
There's a fuck ton of sex in Japan.
No, they're the only country, one of the only countries in the world with a negative birth rate. Like, more people are dying there than being born. Their population is dwindling.
That's reproduction, not fucking. They do a lot of fucking there. There's a huge sex industry there.
Yeah. It's mostly tourists.
Yeah. People buying dirty panties in vending machines in the airport.
France doesn't surprise me at all.
They're filthy motherfuckers.
I think they invented STDs.
They've invented a lot of them. Yeah, for yeah. sure.
So this is becoming a fairly serious thing. And I didn't know this until I started looking more into this story. But did you know you can get gonorrhea in more than just your filthy bits?
Well, that's sort of a loaded question because I only have filthy bits, but
you can get it in your throat.
Yeah, if you fucking munch down on a fucking rain gutter, that's full of it. Yeah, for sure.
Just leaves. I cleaned my gutters out like last week or a couple weeks ago, and God, that mental image.
Well.
There was a lot of sludge in there.
Yeah, it wasn't gonorrhea, but I got a mouthful of something once. Yeah, it was upsetting.
I know.
Yeah,
that's a different story.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was talking about someone
baking bread.
Yeah, someone earlier that I ran into, that young lady in question came up in our conversation because he's like, "Hey, do you know who I see out in L.A.?" And he said her name. I was like, "Huh?" And he clearly saw that I had a reaction. He's like, "Would you guys like date or something?" I was like, "Not exactly."
That came to a quick end.
Yeah, she gave me a homemade bagel.
You guys are going to have to figure that one out on your own.
Yeah.
Jack didn't seem to enjoy that.
Yeah, Jack the deaf dog is not appreciating that. He's like, "Could you stop talking about that?
Yeast infection." So, yeah, you didn't want me to reveal what was behind door number two.
It was more of a bulkhead number two. Yeah.
That was a scary basement.
It was. That was definitely stingy.
I think that was the basement from the movie The Conjuring. That was haunted.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst Disney ride.
Certainly the stinkiest.
Yeah. So don't get gonorrhea. But either way, what?
Why are all these pictures of condoms, though? Are they like saying that it's condom proof? Or
no,
they're just
saying
like,
you should use fucking condoms.
Hey, maybe if you had spent $1.29, you wouldn't have the itchy burnies.
Forever.
Yep.
You imagine just being stuck with a mucus plug forever? I mean, how often do you have to drop a heavy book on your dick?
Probably weekly.
That's rough.
You remember that episode of Chappelle's Show where they did that, like, Sesame Street thing where where they had Dangle, the puppet, and he like, I'm taking him to the doctor. How come? He's got a sickness in his penis. How'd you get that? From fucking. And it just had like this crystallized snot hanging out of the bottom of his puppet dick. Oh, it was amazing. Q-tip was in that one.
Was he needed to clean out the...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird rap name when you think about it.
Yeah. I got so much puppet ass, I don't know where it came from.
All right. Well,
there's a lot of dumb rapper names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty. I don't understand
that.
Don't
know who that is.
He's a new...
Keith Urban.
He's the worst rapper.
Or not Keith Urban. Yeah, Keith Urban's one of the worst rappers. No, Keith Murray was the rapper who just used his real name.
I respect that.
It's just fun because he's like the one dude.
There's got to be more. Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Is Kanye West his real name?
Drake, I'm assuming Drake is either his first name or his last name.
Yes, I believe. Kanye Omari West is his real name.
Danny Boy O'Connor from House of Pain. Not his real name?
No?
I don't think so.
Boy's not his middle name?
Maybe not.
I wonder what...
I understand why Ice-T changed his name, because his name was Tracy Morrow.
Drake is Drake's middle name.
What's his first name?
Aubrey.
So Canadian.
Aubrey Drake Graham.
God, yeah.
He is.
That is the most Presbyterian name I've ever heard.
Yeah, he didn't grow up on the mean streets.
I honestly don't know if I've ever heard a Drake song.
I'm certain I have. I wouldn't.
What was that?
Oh, you'll get there. Are you? I think he's reliving one in his head over there. Just looking good. Got all autistic on us. All right, moving on.
Means he can draw good, right?
Yeah.
Real fake products?
If you need a phone number, he's the guy to go to. They even have phone books for them to read anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So, we get two products today that are very similar.
Is that why we're still on the condom page?
Yeah, here we go. No, that's not. We're going to sample this. It's a condom. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Passion dust?
Passion dust. Good love makes magic.
I'm watching two cartoon people make super gonorrhea.
Yes. It looks like what happens when Jubilee from X-Men casts something.
Sure.
In the comic books.
Or when Tinkerbell queefs.
So what it is.
Whoa, go back up for a second. Okay, never mind. It was just the lighting. I was like, I think I see a crease.
Yeah. You do. So... Let me go down to it. So you take a pill.
Yeah. That one's radioactive, clearly.
Yeah. And, oh no, I don't even know how I don't understand it necessarily, but it is, makes your vagina glitter.
Now, does it make the vagina or the pubes? Because in the picture, I'm seeing shiny pubes, but.
You can pour it on your pubes as well, but it also makes your icky sticky. Where is the, fuck. Let me see. Hold on. I know.
I don't know why you would want to do that, because it's impossible to get rid of glitter once it's on you anyways. But this is like being produced by your body. Like you ingest it and then you...
It's
like
a small capsule that you insert in your vagina and allow it to naturally dissolve.
So why are they,
and release its contents.
Why were they showing that hooker putting it in her mouth?
I don't know. But there is... I mean,
I don't fucking get that. What are they trying to do a Kickstarter for this?
No, this is a product.
Is it though?
I mean,
do you order some?
It doesn't have to. There you go.
Ugh.
So what they have in this photo is basically a fleshlight with glittery goo pouring out of it in one photo. And then the next one is, it says, when Bay fingers me, which we've already discussed Bay as a word. And it's just a guy that looks like he just three finger blasted a like Slimer from Ghostbusters, who just came from a strip club because he got covered in stripper dust. It is just goo with fucking with glitter in it. I think I've bothered you with something.
I don't appreciate this one bit. I like that there's different colors, too. This is fucking
horrible. I like that the pills specifically say, do not swallow.
I think it's funny that they have the fleshlight and it's, like, blurred out. So
yeah.
You can't see the pretend clitoris of this plastic thing.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you need why anyone would ever need this.
How long does it take to turn in, like... So here's my question. What happens if you put it in dry?
How long does it take before you realize that the girl has issues with how she was raised by her father?
Yeah. Immediately. Because I'm like, if she's going to fuck me, I'm already impressed. I don't need a fucking...
a light show.
Yeah, I don't need Gem and the Holograms there. And like, and like the only time you're really going to notice is when you're all done, when the act is complete. And at that point, who gives a shit?
Your dick looks like a knockoff lightsaber.
Yeah, and like, because the moment after you ejaculate is when you, like, that's, ladies, for both of you that are listening, that's the one time, if you want an honest answer from a guy, ask him, because it's the one time we don't want a single thing from you, so we will tell you what's actually on our mind, not
maybe
what...
a drink of water.
Maybe, you know.
How do you like my vagina glitter? Don't care. Couldn't pop. It can't. So, it can't just be regular glitter, because regular glitter is fairly coarse.
I have a feeling who's ever making chotch glitter doesn't give a fuck about how it feels.
Hasn't crash tested it?
I think the line of logic is someone's like, maybe we should test this to see if this is safe, and then the person counters at the company. You know what? Girls who are putting pills with glitter up their twats don't care about themselves.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah, I call me crazy, but I'd be pretty cognizant of what I'm putting on my tender bits. There was a kid that I only met him once or twice, and he was actually quasi-famous, and this story did get out, but I won't mention who he is, but he had been using like numbing cream on his dick to that makes you last longer, presumably. I don't know why anybody cares about that, but apparently he used too much of it, and his dick just doesn't feel things anymore, and he sued them, and it became a news story. And
how much fucking dick cream did he put on?
Apparently he was a very sensitive lad, just busting off shots left and right.
Good for him.
Yeah. So the next product is very similar. It's you can buy it on Etsy. It is glitter pills. So you do swallow these pills, and it makes your shit glittery.
I'll buy it.
Yeah. Now that's something you want to dress up.
Yeah.
I don't care what your pussy looks like. My shits, though.
Look what I made.
That's Instagram worthy.
Yeah.
I
look like a Mariah Carey album cover when I'm done.
The Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Yeah. I'm into it. I mean, I remember when you were a kid and they're like, don't swallow gum, it stays in you for 7 years? Not true. Stays in you for about 4 days and then you could see Hubba Bubba in your turds. I always thought that was neat. I was like, oh, look, big old slab of pink in there. And there's, oh, look, there's the strawberry.
Yeah. How much gum were you swallowing?
Packs at a day. I used to have a real problem swallowing gum. What? Uh-huh.
All right. That's all we're going to talk about this. Moving on.
Real fake history. Yeah, bullshit.
So this is also almost kind of a product, but it's a product from history. Safety coffins. So I guess they're back in the 18th and 19th century especially during the cholera epidemics, but also just for wealthy people that had fears, they had safety coffins made for fear of being buried alive or for fear of just not knowing what's going on in the afterlife and thinking, what if I just wake up in my coffin? What if that's what happens? So they made quite a few different designs of safety coffins.
Is there one with an ejector seat?
that's how I want to be buried. Yeah. What do you want to have happen to you when you next week?
When I die?
Yeah. What do you want to have happen to you when I have to find another person to host this with me?
I actually want there's a place up north in Maine where I'll just be buried in the root system of a tree.
Oh yeah, they kind of plant a tree with you in it, right?
No, I don't do that thing. But it's basically it's a forest that's been like designated for this, and they just wrap you in like a garbage bag, basically. Like it's like a biodegradable thing, yeah. And they just put you in there, and then
so it's amongst existing trees.
Yep.
Do you get like your own tree?
There's no marking or anything to where you're.
Oh, I know that, but are there already other?
Oh yeah,
homies in that under that those same trees potentially.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't say I want to go here. They find a place like they haven't mapped out where people have been. Like they know where there's room and whatnot. But yeah,
and you just slowly feed the tree over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, those apples are disgusting tasting.
Whoever was under this tree made poor life choices.
They all taste like hippies.
yeah, that's probably true. Is it called patchouli forest?
Mm-hmm.
It's gross. So, one of the main, or the initial one of these was ordered by Duke Ferdinand of Brunswick before his death in 1792. He had a window installed to allow light in, an air tube as well, and instead of having the lid nailed down, he had it
velcroed,
lock fitted on. The lock was on the inside. I don't know how they did that, but and he in his pocket he had two keys, one for the coffin lid and one for the tomb door. So he wasn't buried, but the other popular ways that they would do this was they would have a cord that would hang down into the coffin.
Attached to a bell,
yep. And another one with a flag that if you pulled the cord, the flag would do things. Later ones apparently had pyrotechnics of some sort. It was like a, I don't know, a Great White concert.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Escape hatches. One of them did, because several of them did have escape hatches in there, which is kind of...
Dropped you 7 feet under?
Yeah. Or the... what is it? The Andy Kaufman, maybe?
What was that?
Well, there was rumors that, you know, people, everybody thinks he, like, faked his death and right. whatnot and got the fuck out of there. As I was doing my research for this, there was articles postulating that this is where the term saved by the bell came from, but that is, turns out, it wasn't true. That's from boxing. The other one, though, that they said came from it, I couldn't find.
Speaking of which, Screech is going to be, God, where the fuck is he doing an appearance? Somewhere this week on Thursday. God. But it's weird, you know, Dustin Diamond, and to put that fucking urban legend to rest, he's not related to Mike Diamond from the Beastie Boys. But it's got a picture of him, I just saw it today, and he's smiling, and it's like Screech from Saved by the Bell. But he's smiling, and then one of his teeth in the back is clearly, like, rotting out of his head. And I'm like, that's the best promotional picture of Screech you could have. But anyways,
let me see if I can find this
somewhere.
Picture.
It's somewhere. It's in New Hampshire. I mean, I think it's at the Chunky's in Haverhill. It's at one of the Chunky's. Go to chunkyscinemas.com.
Can we go to this?
I don't know if I would appreciate seeing Screech. Yeah.
It's certainly not about appreciation.
I think it's on Thursday though, which is I'm working.
Ah, that's too bad.
Well, is it though? I mean, I might go to see Mark Paul Gosselaar there. He's dreamy.
He is. Yeah. Or what was that girl's name? The really attractive one? Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
I'd rather go see what's her name, Elizabeth Berkley,
the one from
oh yeah,
Really?
I used to slow that scene. What, she does a scene in Showgirls where she roundhouse kicks someone wearing no underwear. And if you do it slow motion, you can actually see her labia bouncing around as she kicks someone. I was like, that's impressive.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Learn new things about the human body all the time.
You do. Yeah. So in 1995.
Oh, right. We're still talking about something.
Fabrizio Caselli, who is.
Did he invent Febreze?
No, nor is he Mr. Maselli from Who's the Boss?
Ooh, Angela. Ooh.
Yeah. Invented a model that includes an emergency alarm, two-way intercom, a flashlight, oxygen tank.
Let's be up front. It's a one-way intercom.
What are you gesturing about over there? That's for me. You want that? That's my nightmare. Being buried alive? Mm. We're going to keep that in mind when we roofie you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the movie Buried with Ryan Reynolds?
No.
It's actually pretty good.
Seen The Vanishing?
It was super uncomfortable. The whole movie takes place in the coffin.
Hmm.
Like, he's in there. He was, the setting of the movie is he was in Iraq. He was like a contractor, like a truck driver in Iraq, and he got captured by
werewolves.
Yes. And they buried him alive and left the cell phone in there, like a book of matches, just a couple things to make light with. And they were going to try to, I don't know, sell him or something, but they did bury him alive. And
did he escape?
I'm not going to tell you.
Beatrix Kiddo escaped.
Spoiler alert. He died.
Hmm. Beatrix Kiddo escaped from her coffin.
Who's that?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Kill Bill?
That's true. Oh, my bad.
The Bride.
I do feel really
sorry. Dumb. They don't use her name until the second film. Dimebag Darrell's buried in a Kiss coffin.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did he escape from that?
Thankfully, no.
Not a Dimebag Darrell fan?
Nope.
What? Really?
Nope.
Not a Pantera fan at all?
I sort of was till I found out what a racist piece of shit Phil Anselmo was, but,
you didn't see that coming?
Yeah, I was like, why am I surprised? No, see, the thing is, like, I really like a Pantera song till they get to the stupid fucking guitar solo in each song, because every Pantera song is like, and then it gets to the solo and goes, wow, wow, wow. Like, it's very high-pitched, and, like, it's fucking dumb, because he came up listening to all the, like, hair metal and stuff like that, and I like, because, I don't know if you know this, that when Pantera started up, they did not sound like Pantera. They were a hair metal band.
That's funny.
And then four albums in, they're like, no, we're tough. We're cool.
That's...
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well, you know, they used to like wear makeup and have their hair all teased. Here you go. Google first Pantera albums. First three Pantera albums. One of them,
Holy shit.
Yep, that's them.
Who's the one on the left? That's
Phil. That's Mr. Tough Guy Anselmo right there.
That is?
Actually, it might not be because he was not the... No, that's Vinnie Paul. That's the drummer. It may not be because Phil was not in the band. He was not the original singer. He was the second singer.
There's
Phil, second to the right.
They're slightly tougher than this one.
Yeah, that's Dimebag on the left.
Good Jesus. So yeah. That's Dimebag right there.
Uh-huh.
That was him in the red.
Yeah. Yeah.
No wonder he had such a big beard.
Yeah.
His face is...
He's like, I look like shit.
Unpleasantly proportioned.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that band is, and then they're like, because after Cowboys from Hell came, that's Rat. Come on now. Yeah, power metal. That's one of their actual album covers. That took them probably 18 minutes to make that entire album cover. Yep.
Oh, man.
That's Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Motley Crue. We could play a fun game. You could just Google hair metal bands, and I could probably tell you who they are just by the picture, because I'm a piece of shit.
We're going to do that right now.
All right. People can't play along at home, but that is, let me see. Well, that's that's Steve Stevens on the left, I think. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's Poison. That's Pantera. I think that's Brittany Fox.
Jesus Christ, that guy looks like the Cowardly Lion.
Yep.
Is that Jim and the Holograms?
I don't know who the fuck. Oh, right. Yeah, that's
Tiger Tails, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
That's Steel Panther.
That they're not a real hair metal band.
I saw them live.
Gross.
It was actually pretty funny. I mean, it's a comedy show more than a music show.
Right. I don't approve that. Twisted Sister. That's a recent picture of the Motley Crue.
Yeah, he is a horror.
Mm-hmm. Pretty smart guy though, Motley Crue.
Yeah, he is.
That's Cinderella. That's Guns N' Roses. Not really a hair metal band. No.
Who are these fine fellows?
Can you make it any bigger? is that Danger Danger? No, it's Wild Side. Huh. I've never heard of them.
Is that Striper?
Striper, yeah. The Yellow and Black Attack. Yeah. They are the worst.
They're Christian. They're Christian, right?
I don't know who the fuck that is. Guess I'm not as good. Is that Europe? White Line? No, that's not White Line. There's only four. There's only four members in White Line. Is there another German band? Hmm.
All right. We're going to do one more, and then I'm going to call it. That's Gun Roses again. Yeah. One more.
Who? That's Brittany Fox again.
I think these guys are on the It's a Small World tour, actually.
Yeah, look at those pants. Oh.
Look at those shoulder pads.
You know what? This is not hair metal per se, but just Google Journey 1970s and see how a man should dress. Journey band 1970s.
I've made things very large.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I'm looking for a one specific picture, but where they're wearing flowing blouses and...
Oh, you mean the back of...
Yeah, I forget which album it is, but... No, it's not that. It's not that picture, but it's the one where, like, there's just a straight-up shot of Neil Sean's, like, fucking moose knuckle in all its glory. This is captivating for people listening at home. We're just looking at pictures of
time of death on this episode. So yeah, thank you for joining us for another podcast where we identify random pictures you can't see.
Yeah.
Check us out on our social medias. Email us some things on realfakenewspodcast@gmail.com. And
don't forget to wipe. Stay off the pipe.
I see you did not heed my attempt to warn you. Sigh. Fuck it.
No one should take wiping advice from you.